Well, it's good to be with you today. If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to Philippians chapter number 4. Philippians chapter number 4. Now, we're having a different service today. It's live stream. And I like to ask all of my members that's listening, I want you to share this video, share this service to someone right now. Go ahead and share it. I have a timely message for this time in our lives, and I want to be a blessing to you today. I want to minister to you during these difficult times, and I'm sharing a passage of Scripture. I think if you and your family would just memorize this passage of Scripture, if you would just hide it in your heart during these difficult times, during these times of stress and these times of problems, I believe God will really help you. Let's look in the Bible. If you got your Bible, turn to Philippians chapter number 4 with me. Philippians chapter number 4 and verses 4 through 9. Philippians chapter number 4, verses 4 through 9. And I will be sharing these verses of Scripture with you today. And I believe you'll get some help from the Word of God. The Bible said to rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Family, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Let's pray. Our Father, as we're coming to our community, our church, our nation at this time, I would pray, God, that you would minister through this passage of Scripture concerning worry. Lord, as we're in fretful times, troublesome times, stressful times, God, help us to glean from your word how we can totally wipe out worry. And we'll give you praise and we'll give you honor in Jesus' name and for his sake. And amen. You folks that know the book of Philippians understand this. Paul was in jail. It has been called the Jailhouse Journal. And the theme of Philippians is joy. And I want you to know something. There's many of you listening to me right now. You're fretting. You're worried. You're upset. And you've let the devil steal your joy. But I say to you, are you in prison? Are you like Paul was? Are you in that kind of mess? Yet out of prison, Paul exhorted us to have joy unspeakable and full of glory. Even in these days, we could have joy. I praise God for that. You know, Paul mentioned that we needed in chapter 1, a submissive mind. You'll never have joy. You'll never have joy as long as your mind is going here and there and here and there. We need to submit ourselves to God. We need to look unto the hills from which cometh our help. For we know our help cometh from the Lord. And we need to trust Him right now in these times. And then in chapter 2, he said, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He was talking about having a spiritual mind. We need to have the mind of Christ. You know, let's be honest about it. During this situation and during this time of this virus, people are thinking crazy. They're absolutely out of their mind. They're not thinking with a spiritual mind. They're not thinking with Christ's mind. They're using every resource except God's Word, which stands forever. And I say to you, we need to submit our mind and we need to develop a spiritual mind. Then chapter 3 talks about a sound mind. a sober mind. One that is founded upon God. One that has its root in the Word of God. One that stands on truth and not trial. One that stands on triumph instead of thinking about the terrible situation we're going through. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a sober mind. But as we come to chapter 4, Paul is dealing with something else, and we want to use this today. And that is a secure mind. A secure mind. He uses the word keep in this passage of Scripture. A secure mind. Your mind securely and protected and guarded and kept. And the only way one can do it. The president can't provide this. The Congress can't provide this. But I want you to know I've got a God in heaven can provide peace. Amen. In the time of storm. Amen. I want to preach on this thought today. How to wipe out worry. Because this passage of Scripture deals with worry, deals with fretting, deals with trouble, deals with stress. But I say to you, upon the authority of God's Word, we can totally, totally wipe out worry. And we want to follow the Word of God. Let me say a few things by way of your introduction about worry. Mark Twain said this, I'm an old man and have known many troubles, but most of them never happen. Margaret McCourty of the University of Wisconsin found in a study, a survey, that 40% of the things that we worry about never happen. 30% of our worries is about things over and past that could not be changed by worrying at all. 10% are petty worries. 12% are needless health worries. And only 8% are real legitimate worries. And another survey said that only 2% is legitimate worries. And I asked this question. Yet in spite of 2% of worries being legitimate, we are a generation. And why are we a generation that spends the most of our time living on Fretful Avenue and walking down Anxiety Boulevard? And there's some of you church members right now. You're worried to death. You're scared to death. You're frightened. And God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and sound mind. Amen. I heard a quote said, why will men worry themselves so? I heard another quote, when we worry, I want you to listen carefully, we are carrying tomorrow's load with today's strength. And actually what we're doing, we're carrying 2 days in one. William Channon said this, I like it. He said, worry is entirely unscriptural. Oh, listen. Hey, Tate Valley church member, community, country, listen to what it said. Worry is useless. There's no word found in the Scripture for worry. But instead, we find that worry is condemned. I read that to Herbert Lockyer. Lockyer said it like this. When a Christian worries, listen carefully, he's living in the wrong climate. For any kind of worry is foreign to the life of Christ. I say this to you, if you're worrying right now and you're worried what's going to happen to you during this crisis and during this chaos, I want you to know you're living in the wrong climate. If every day you wake up wondering, am I going to make it? Is my needs going to supply it? You're worrying in the wrong climate. You're in the wrong. But I say we need to get in Christ, in the climate of Christ, enjoy the presence of Christ. Oh, praise God. I want to make a statement as we go through these verses. I'm going to give you 4 great truths on how to wipe out worry. Now, I want to make a statement. I want every church member that's listening, everyone in the community and the country that's listening, God's not a respecter of persons. He is a respecter of principles. I say to you, if we are going to defeat the attack of Satan, defeat the stress that's coming on because of this virus and the chaos in our country, we got to be people of principle. And not just expect God's going to say, well, I like you and I don't like you. No, ladies and gentlemen, God loves the whole world. But I'll tell you what God's looking for. He's looking for some people with principle. I want to give you four principles right here in this Word of God that'll help wipe out worry for you. Will you jot them down right now as you're huddled by your computer, your TV, with your children? Will you reinforce what I'm going to preach tonight? Write these little truths down. Number one, the Bible said in verse number 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Number one, we need to exercise the praise of God. You know what some of you need to do right now? You ought to just look back where God brought you from. And the pit he brought you from. And start rejoicing and praising him and lifting him up. And you'll see. You'll stop fretting. And you'll start fearing God. And you'll start living in victory land. And you'll have a hallelujah in your soul. Look what he said. Rejoice in the Lord always. First of all, praise God as the Lord. I want you to know something. I did this last night. I'm not worried about this situation. I want all y'all to know that. I took me an 81 gram baby aspirin and went to bed. And you said, how can you do that with all this trouble? Aren't you losing sleep? No, I'm sleeping better right now than I have in a long time. Because see, I'm praising God as Lord. He's El Shaddai. He's Jehovah Jireh. He will provide. He will take you through. My God will supply your needs. But he wants you to lift him up as Lord. Hey, by the way, if you don't lift him up now, there will be a day that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Father. Then, look what it said. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Not only praise God as Lord, but we need praise God for life. Now, let's think about it. Most everybody I'm talking to, hey, none of you got the virus. And most everybody I'm talking to, your health's pretty good right now. You're right there in the comfort of your home, getting to watch this program, getting to worship with us here at Taze Valley Baptist Church. And you ought to thank God for life. You know, God's been good to us. You know, I went through some physical troubles, but I got to be quite honest with you. I want to thank God for life and for what he's done for me and how good I feel. And I feel great in my soul. Let me say four things about praise. What praise will do. Just listen to this. First of all, praise will reverence the sovereign. You want to make God happy? How many of y'all want to make God happy? How many of you want God to be pleased with you? Then what you do, you praise him. Say, thou art worthy, thou art worthy, thou art worthy. And I want you to know something. What you did by doing that, you reverence the sovereign. And I believe he'll turn his head to you. I think he'll move his hand in your direction. And then worry refreshes the saints. I tell you what. Isn't it good to have people that are joyful? I've got a young staff. They're all happy, go lucky. They're refreshing to be around. Don't you hate to be around people who are always complaining, always fussing, always worried, always a mess? God help us. God help us. It'll refresh you if you just praise him. I'll tell you something else to do. Now, some of you, I've been called this week and said, here's what I've been told. Preacher, the devil's after me. Preacher, the devil's working on me. Well, you want him off your back? You want to get rid of him? Then praise will also rebuke Satan. You remember when Jehoshaphat was going to battle? And this is an amazing passage of scripture. I wouldn't do it like this. God told him to lay down your arms and get the choir together and let them go out before you and let them praise. We so shook up the enemy that they started killing each other. And God got the glory. I want you to know something. You start praising God, it'll rebuke Satan off you. It'll get him off your back. It'll get you praising, get you rejoicing. Somebody help me preach right there. But also, it reaches sinners. There's just something contagious about praise. I was in Kroger's shopping here this week, and I saw a lot of crazy people there, but I did see some refreshing people. And I saw a guy, I won't say his name, but many of you know it. And he came up to me, and now I'm 6'4", somewhere over 200 pounds. And he got me over in Kroger's and started praising God. Had his arm around my neck. I said, what about social distancing? He said, I can't help it. And before long, there's 8 or 10 people over surrounding us, watching us praise him, watching us shout, watching us give him glory. And then there's a few more coming. Before long, there's about 25 people watching that man rejoice. And I had to just hook in with him and rejoice too. There's something wonderful that'll reach out to sinners if we praise him. But if some of you right now take on the attitude you had, oh me, what am I going to do? Oh me. Ladies and gentlemen, rejoice! Number two, let's look at a certain second principle. For hallelujah. In verse number 5 and 6, the Bible said, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Number two, we need to express, and you need to express your prayers to God. I love Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and show ye great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a God, if we'll go to him in prayer, can use whatever's going on in this society for our good and his glory. And I want you to know something. There's just something about praying. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Knock and it shall be opened. Seek and you shall find. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pray. In verse 5, we need to recognize, first of all, his presence. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Now, some of you probably have forgot this, but God's still here. God's still present. He's not the old man upstairs asleep. He's the great I am. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last. The Lord is at hand. You know what? You know what God's wanting to do right now? He's wanting to come in the midst of your life right now and comfort you and help you and guard your mind right now. That's what God wants to do. Then we need to render your petition. Look at verse number 6. Look at it. Be careful for nothing. I'm not doing harm to the King James by saying this. Don't worry about anything. You said, I'm worrying if we're going to be able to pay the bills. Have you looked back in your life and seen him pay them for you in the past? If he done it in the past, he'll do it in the present and he'll do it in the future. Somebody help me preach. But in everything by prayer. Render your petitions. everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, right now, I want to ask my church people. I want to ask those that's in the community and the nation that's listening. Won't you just render your prayer to God? What's your issue? What's your problem? What's the biggest stress you got right now? Just call out to God. And God will send reinforcements. And God will send help. And God will send a blessing. Number three. I want you to look at verse 7. Aren't these great principles? I'm about to shout. We need to enjoy the peace of God. Whew. Hallelujah. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. First of all, let me say two things about peace. First of all, God's peace is great. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. It's great. Isn't it great if you're saved and washed in the blood and redeemed by Him? Do you know you have peace with God? Amen. Do you know the battle's over? You're not an enemy of God anymore. You're a friend of God. You're a child of God. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. Oh, somebody ought to shout right there in front of the TV right now. Amen. God's peace is great. But God's peace is a guard. Whoa! Now let's see what God's peace will guard. See, God, right now, here's what I want in our church's life. I want God to come and guard your mind and guard your heart and protect you and help you right now. That's what I want God to do. Now let's look at the passage and see it. God's grace and God's peace is a guard. Let's look at it. And the peace of God, listen to this, which passeth all understanding. Somebody asked me the other day, said, wait a minute, preacher. How can you have peace right now with this world exploding globally? How can you have peace? Because God's peace is a guard. Look what it guards. First of all, it guards your hearts and your minds. It protects the heart. Amen. See, the heart's desperately wicked, and who can know it? And we need a God to protect our heart. But oh, not only that, it protects our head. Now, I want you to know something. Listen to me. Most of y'all's problem right in between your ears. Your head. Your mind. That's some of you. You've got on social media, and you've acted actually silly. And I really don't want the salvation you got if that's all you got. Hello? I mean, you're making everybody on the Facebook think that you have nothing. You have a God that gives you peace, that passes knowledge, that passes understanding. Why don't you trust Him?
Amen.
Woo! Lastly, I'm done. Praise God. Isn't this good? Verse 8 and 9. First of all, let's go over this again. We need to exercise the praise of God, express your prayers to God, enjoy the peace of God, and esteem the principles of God. Now let's look what the Bible said in verse number 8. Finally, brethren, or he's summing this chapter up. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Verse 8, there's principles worth cultivating. Now, I'm going to try to walk around here if I can, slowly. Now, if all you're doing is thinking about, what am I going to do? Thinking about the negative. Thinking about things are probably not going to happen. If that's all you're doing, you're going to worry yourself to death. And you're going to be defeated. And you're going to live in Anxiety Boulevard every day of your life. But I say you. Why don't we just think on the things true? You say, what is true? Well, God's true. The Bible's true. The blood still saves. The church has gone up. We're on the winning side. Amen. We're not losers. We're winners. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Lastly, there are people worth following. Look at verse 9. Those things which you have both learned and received and have heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Now let me give you some final advice. There's some of you have been listening to the world, and you've been listening to all the negativity. And I heard so many conspiracy theories. Dear God, I'm fed up with it. Why don't you just listen right now to your pastor? Here's things I want you to do. Take care of your family. Be faithful to church on live stream. Many of you right now, you ought to get on our app and put an offering in the app. Or you ought to write a check right now before the devil talks you out of it. Put it in the mail as soon as you get done with this service. And send it to the church. And just follow me. That's what I'm doing. Hey, my tithe's coming right out into our app as we speak. You say, why are you doing that? Because it's right. And I ask you to follow me. Say, Lord, you want us to follow you. Follow me in the way of God. Follow me in the work of God. But also, remember, one of these days, you'll get to follow me to glory. Amen. But here's my concern. There's some of you right now that's unsaved. The Bible said He made peace through the blood of His cross. Here's how you get saved. You've got to realize you're a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said there's none good, no, not one. But realize this, but God commendeth His love toward us, and while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Would you trust Him? Now, church, I talked about the peace with God. But there's another peace. It's the peace of God. Do you have it? Are you experiencing it? Are you triumphing in it? I pray that you are. Now, what I want to do as we close, if you're unsaved, trust Christ right now. But I want to pray for my church right now. And I want to pray for you. Get a hold of your kids' hands right now. Will you do it? Get a hold of their hands. Put your arms around your wifey and let me pray for you. Father, I want to pray for our dear church family. I want to pray for our community, our country. I pray for those that are so troubled and so broken that you'll touch them right now. Help them. Help them experience joy and wipe out worry from their life. In Jesus' name and for His sake, amen.